The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551. Now, do you remember Movember? Do you remember Movember? Well, the hipsters came along and that was the end of Movember. But this, I don't know if this is going to catch on. Fred Murray is sitting in front of me and he's, the campaign is Comb Over for Cancer.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming into us.
You're welcome. Right. Glad to be here.
So you, go on, tell us what your plan is.
Okay. Basically, I started growing a comb over for cancer back in November, the first 2019. It was to raise what I hope, 25,000 for cancer care and research. And I was inspired by a friend of mine called Fiona Cribben, who unfortunately passed away 3 weeks after I started my campaign. But she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009, and she had fairly comprehensive surgery and treatment, and it went away. But she got bad news again, and I think it was 2016. So it came back and it had spread everywhere. And, you know, she was written off a bunch of times, but she was an amazing person and she managed to battle on. And so much so that, like, she celebrated her 39th birthday because she didn't think she would make it. And she was just shy of her 42nd birthday before she passed away.
So, very young.
Yeah, yeah. She left behind a partner and a son, you know, 10-year-old boy. So sad.
And Movember was a brilliant campaign.
Yeah.
And I know I said it sort of in a flippant sort of way, but hipsters did sort of, you know.
They did. Like, you know, before Movember came along, and I did grow a moustache quite a few years ago for a number of reasons. But, you know, people would look at me really strange. You know, my God, you've got a moustache. Why?
Yes.
Then Movember comes along and people are like, oh, I'll grow my moustache. And it was like, oh my God, it's so horrible. But now it's, you know, the hipsters came along and they've kind of stolen the magic, the mystique, yes, the beauty of
it. And does it even exist anymore, Movember?
It does, yeah.
It does. It's just not as popular.
It's not as popular and it's branched out. And it's, I don't know the figures, but I think some people, you know, they struggle to raise the money that they used to raise.
Okay.
Exactly.
So tell us your follicular story.
Okay. Well, I've...
Is that the word?
Follicle.
Follicle. Follicle. Follicular is a different thing completely.
It could be stamps. I don't know what you could talk about.
That's philately, Fred. That's
unmentionables. I had the idea...
Follicular is a type of train, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that
okay,
works
we'll
on,
to check that
on a chain system. Right. Follicle.
Follicle. Yes. Okay, I've had no hair longer than I've had hair. I'd say I started losing my hair when I was 19. And by the time I was about 23, I'm 44 now, by the way. By the time I was 23, I shaved my head and pretty much 2-3 times a week, maybe.
Yeah.
I've always kept my hair short. And then I had this idea off the back of Movember. When Movember really started going, I was like, well, it's not much of a challenge anymore because everyone's doing it. And I had the idea of a comb over. And I was like, man, that would be
for our younger listeners, will you describe what a comb over is? What's the definition of a comb over?
Okay. For those youngsters out there, a comb over is when you kind of grow, if you're a bald man, only a bald man can do this.
Yourself.
When you grow your hair a little bit long around the sides, you let it grow out.
Well, a good bit long,
I think. It kind of grows into your ears and stuff. So then once it's growing, then what you do is you let one side grow long, like kind of like growing long hair.
Right.
And it gets to the point of where it might be about 14 to 16 centimeters long on one side alone.
Okay.
And while that process is happening, you sweep it over to give the illusion that you have a full head of hair. And when we were growing up, certainly when I was growing up, by teachers, politicians.
Charlie Hockey
had a lovely comb over.
Yes,
it's basically, it's the hairstyle of power.
And the man who's in the news this week because of that documentary,
Jack Charlton.
Yeah, Jack Charlton.
You saw how sweet his comb over looked on Monday.
The comb over when you were indoors and pre-prepared and with a mirror before you appeared in public was fine. But on a windy day,
yeah, the wind now plays havoc with a comb over. And the pinnacle of a comb over, you know when it's real long and you've got a real one, is when people pass you by and they'll be able to tell which way the wind is blowing. You know, that's weather vane status.
Weather vane comb over.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's like, oh, there's a northwesterly blowing, batting down the hatches, you know.
You might be able to get a job in the airport, or well, a small airport anyway.
Standing there, you know, waving weather the planes, vane. Terribly stormy.
Okay. Yep. So have you done research then on how long it takes hair to grow?
Your hair grows around, well, mine does, I think, around 6 mil a month.
Right.
Right. So I started at zero.
Okay. 6 millimetres a month, right. Yeah.
So it's going to take me about 2.5 years before I can fully sweep, you know, when I've got the classic.
This is a big undertaking.
This is, yeah. It's going to be May 2020.
You must have been very close to Fiona.
Yeah, we were. We used to have like such a good laugh. She was, I met her in art college in NCAD, and she was a very pretty, very beautiful girl, and full of life, and she was quite magical. And even though she got cancer, she loved her cancer. This is what she said, because she said it helped her to slow down and take it all in and look at life, you know, more practically. And it also helped her to look after herself and look after the people around her. So, you know, she didn't hate it. She didn't let the illness like take over her life in a way that, like, you know, I'm just going to sit around being sorry for myself. Yeah. And sick. So she kind of embraced life. So she was magical. Yeah, she was great.
And she knew you were setting out on this path.
She did. Yeah. Just before she passed away, you know, when I started, this was just before November. I sent her a message and I said, here, this is what I'm going to do. You inspired me. I thought about it. I had this idea a long time ago, but I just didn't have the courage.
Right.
And then I woke up one morning and I was like, you know what? She's really ill. I'm going to do this.
So 2.5 years of growth you're going to need.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of painful times. Hairstyle of the damned, basically.
And this is the thing, Fred.
Yeah.
Like when it's mid-growth, it's going to be...
This is what I look like every morning. I know your listeners can't see. But I look like a mad scientist every morning. Yeah.
We'd have to take a picture of that. You look at that poor guy who died last year from I Am the Fire Starter.
Oh, yeah, Keith Flint.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. He kind of had a...
Not unlike Keith Flint.
Not unlike Keith Flint sometimes, I tend to kind of just keep it battened down, but like eventually... Like I've got sponsorship by my local barber,
right.
Abner Brown's Barbershop in Rat Mines, and he's going to cultivate it for me.
Cultivate it?
Yes.
Right.
So I go in every so often.
He won't be there when it's flapping in the wind, Fred.
He won't be there. Like, you never know, I might have a minder. Like, I wear a lot of hats.
Okay, what charities are you hoping to raise $25,000
for? Yes, there's three charities, two of which Fiona suggested before she passed away. So, and the first one she said was is called Breast Predict, and they do a lot of research into breast cancer. I think they're based in UCD. Then the other charity is Harold's Cross Hospice, and they do obviously a lot of palliative care, and they looked after Fiona towards the end of her life. And then Avine's Pink Tie as well.
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of, you know, just very hands on the ground, or sorry, they just do a lot of very hands on work for people who are suffering from cancer and helping families who have children in particular.
Exactly. Yeah. Three well-deserving causes. How do people find out about this? And
they can follow me on Facebook. All they have to do is just search for Comb Over for Cancer on Facebook, and they can also follow me on Instagram. I'm just Instagram/, you know, Comb Over for Cancer. That's all they have to do. Search for Comb Over for Cancer, and then you'll see all my wonderful pictures, which I take regularly. And I also take a photograph of myself every day, same lighting, same position. So by the time I'm finished...
Do you have a job?
I do. Right. I'm a graphic designer.
You're a graphic designer.
I have a full-time job, yeah.
Right, okay. I'm in awe of you because it's...
Wow.
It's fine now.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine now, but there will come a time when it will be going all over the place and you'll have to explain yourself. And,
I know,
and,
yeah, so I've prepared myself for that.
So grown a bit of a beard and a moustache, you know, it fades into insignificance compared to your...
I mean, I have the beard now, but that was to lessen the blow of the hair on the sides, but the beard's coming off.
So before we let you go then, who is your, who, you know...
Oh, my hero.
Yeah.
Well, there's Big Jack, definitely.
Big Jack,
yeah.
Big Jack, okay.
Big Jack, Charlie High. And Woody Harrelson from Kingpin. Remember the movie Kingpin?
Oh, yes.
When I was, you know, youngster and I saw Kingpin, I thought that, you know, there's something kind of cool about that. You know, even though he's got a comb over and it's totally naff.
Did Ramsay Nesbitt have a comb over too?
Yeah, he did the Hamlet ad.
Yeah, did he? Yeah. There you go. Fred Murray, comb over for cancer. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ray.
And we'll keep in contact.
Yes, we will. You might get me in the studio later.
Okay. That's it from us. Mary Wilson is on the way with a lot more news on the stories of the day. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Talk to us about protecting yourself from flu this winter. At All Care,
Drive Time, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand. Sponsored by...